Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Coming up on show 678, the very first Chinese EV brand to enter the European market. Can they make it a success? Well, we'll find out. Plus, we're talking about an upgrade to the Tesla Model S and the X. Yeah, that one again. Also, Evoque's EV motorcycles, the ID3 could be opening up orders from April, and the new scrappage scheme for old, stinky gas vans. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. Sunday 26th of January. My name is Martin Lee. I always go through every EV story that I can find and save you time. Sounding a little bit different. If you've noticed that, yes, recording on location today. I'm just away working, that's all. Normally my portable studio is the front seat of my car, Studio Zoe. However, today, recording late at night while I'm working, and hence why it sounds a bit different. Thank you to MyEV.com for helping to make this show, for building a great marketplace all about buying and selling EVs, and for putting on a stellar event on the 8th of February, the biggest EV meetup the East Coast of the US is ever going to have seen. It's at Basecamp in Miami, 8th of Feb, along with Inside EVs, Evernex, alongside some of the biggest YouTube channels and speakers are going to be there as well. The event's called EVs and Tea. If you're EV curious, you can go along. Maybe you're an EV owner. You can drive down there. Make sure you RSVP, though, to make sure they know you're coming, and grab yourself a goodie bag if you're one of the first ones. You can go to the website evsandtea.com to find out more. Okay, a brand new Patreon producer is Pratt. Thank you very, very much for your support at producer level. For everyone who supports this show, I'm so enormously grateful for covering the costs. I had my URL renewal come up at some time ago, and it was one of those things. I was like, you know what, it's great, I've got Patreon now, I haven't got to fund it out of my own pocket. It became a very expensive hobby before I started Patreon, and it was just wonderful to know that cost was covered. That's so cool. Well, thank you, Pratt, and the Code Gang, K-O-D-E. Okay, lead story today, iWays will make history when the order books for their U5, it's a pure electric, it's an SUV, and they're going to open at this year's Geneva Motor Show. And they want to become the first Chinese car brands to sell, under their own brand name, an electric car to the European market. The big question that iWays wants to answer, can China compete with European-made EVs, actually in Europe, and do it well? It's the question that's posed by Clean Technica today. The iWays U5 is about the same size as an Audi Q5. 190 brake horsepower motor, 2,000 units going to be made initially, and if it's a success. So if build quality is good, if the European market takes to them, they say they can flip a switch, that's the quote, flip a switch, and make 50,000 of them for 2021. Assuming they can actually sell 50,000 of the things, the price tag, not confirmed yet, but it's not going to be expensive, is it? That's going to be their USP. It's going to be a bit like the MG ZS EV that's made by another Chinese company, SAIC. It's going to be one of those ones where it's less than 30 grand for an SUV that seats 5 adults, that goes a good distance, that blah, 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 normally you'd be paying 40 to 45 for. Would you buy one? We've done it as a question of the week in the past, and yeah, plenty of people said, yes, I absolutely would. Okay, back onto the story of when will Tesla upgrade the S and the X. Tesla might be ready to pull the trigger on some updates. According to the well-known Tesla hacker / code breaker, not really a hacker, that makes it sound a bit sinister, but someone who looks at the code of Tesla's over-the-air software updates, they go by the name of Green on Twitter. CNET points to new battery updates, new suspension versions coming as well. CNET says that last Friday he posted on Twitter. Well, they assume it's a he. How do they know? Green could be a she. Maybe CNET knows something I don't. Or maybe it's just some sexism there with assuming that a hacker would be a he. They say that Green unveiled in the software code some stuff about a new wireless phone charger. Fantastic. Inductive phone charging. Yes, for the win. Very, very useful. New lumbar supports for the seats, new charging port, and new suspension. Plus, a big piece of information was found in the code about new battery configurations for the S and the X. Could just this be plaid mode? We know plaid mode is coming, or new plaid spec, I should say, with more speed, bigger battery, and we know that's coming by the end of the year. Elon has tweeted, it's not a big secret. Or is this a sign of a bigger upgrade, the one that's been rumbling on forever? If you go onto TMC forums, there's a post, there's a thread that's about 2.5 years old now that says that the upgrade to the interior is imminent. But sometime, Tesla do indeed have to change the interior of the S and the X to bring it in line with the 3 and the Y and the Semi, you know, with the landscape screen and the Cybertruck and as well. So they've got a common design language. They don't have to, but I think they probably will. And it would make sense with things like sharing parts ordering and all those kind of things. But, you know, Tesla don't always follow the rule book. They certainly do it by their own rules. And, you know, if you always waited, you'd never buy the car. If you were going to buy a Model S 2 years ago and thought, you know what, I'm going to wait for the upgrade, you'd still be sitting on your hands because it might not even be this year. But CNET reckon it will be. So watch this space for upgrades. Well, Evoque Motorcycles, from four wheels to two. A Beijing-based electric motorcycle manufacturer has found success in their domestic market with highway-capable electric motorcycles. Now the company wants to test the international market with operations in Europe and Australia, says Micah Toll for Electric. According to a statement sent to Electric by Evoque, the company has dealers now operating in Austria and Hungary and starting soon in Australia to distribute them down under. They're going to offer Evoque's two current models in Australia, the Evoque Urban and the Urban S. Both models get updates for this year with an 81 mile an hour top speed, that's 130 Ks, 19 kilowatt rear hub motor, about 25 horsepower, and an 8.4 kilowatt hour battery pack with 7.6 kilowatt hours usable. They're meant to be affordable commuter electric motorcycles starting at $8,000. Next, the ID3, the Golf that's not a Golf. Don't call it a Golf. It looks like one. It's about the same size, but it's the ID3. It's a break with the past. It's a whole new future for VW. And the German electric car rental company Nextmove has got some more details on the market launch of the ID3. You think, you know, VW would have news about VW, but no, this comes from a rental company. The ID3, they are referencing a document from France. Orders for the first edition should be possible from April. The series version will also be available from May for those that aren't first edition holders. So the first edition, initially with a 58 kilowatt hour battery pack, and I think the first orders as well, you can spec that in 45 kilowatt hour battery, says Chris Randall in Electrive. No secret that the first edition is going to be the ones, the first 40,000 pre-orderers throughout Europe will get theirs. And they should be in customers' driveways from the summer. I reckon if the orders are going to be opening in April, probably get deliveries around summer. Now, it seems deliveries of the other series versions, the 58 and 45 kilowatt hour batteries, will start in September and October, respectively. Well, the launch was announced for 2020, and Volkswagen is taking this seriously, although we might assume that since no mention has been made of the most powerful version, that'll be the 77 kilowatt hour battery, that market launch will take place maybe in 2021. That's a guess. The installation of a heat pump will help save energy in the VW ID3 in winter conditions. The Volkswagen specification says 60 kilometres of range will be gained in very cold temperatures. Not clear how much you'll have to pay for the heat pump in the configurable series models. Heat pump, I think, comes as standard in the first edition. You shouldn't have to pay for that in the other ones, by the way. It does come with the first edition cars, but even after that, someone walks into a VW dealer in a year's time and wants to buy an electric car, and they look at the ID3 and they say, I'll have that, please. They shouldn't then be looking at an options list and choosing about whether to pay for a heat pump or not. They're not going to be EV nerds. They don't want to learn what a heat pump is and does, and do they need one? And yes, by the way, they do need one in the northern European climate where it gets pretty damn cold for several months of the year. Yes, if they can offer one, they should be putting one on the car. And no, I don't think, in my opinion, it should be an optional extra, at least not on a car like the ID3, which is designed for people who don't want to nerd out over EVs. They want to buy, they've always had Golfs or VWs, then they're going to buy an electric one, and it just happens to be another Golf that they're buying. Anyway, that's my opinion. I might be wrong. Let's talk scrappage. London has doubled the scrappage scheme grant available to those switching their old van or minibus to a newer ultra-low emissions one. The changes mean there's now £7,500 available for the eligible models. That's gone up from the old £3,500 available to either buy a Euro 6 vehicle or, don't do that, don't buy a stinky anything that emits anything, go for a pure EV and you get £9,500 as a grant. So, there's also some changes to the rules about how big the company's got to be. It used to be less than 10 employees, now it's less than 50. It's expanding to more people. Do you think, where you're listening to this show, you could do with something like this? Should it be available everywhere across whole countries, not just London? It's a really good idea, and it helps people make that step. Other people argue against those kind of grant-based incentive schemes. Everyone's got an opinion. I'd love to hear yours, by the way, anytime on any of the stories that I do. You can email me, hello@evnewsdaily.com. Well, Elon Musk and the Cybertruck have been caught filming near SpaceX headquarters on Friday before the weekend for a new upcoming show on Jay Leno's Garage. Once again, taking the spotlight at the design center in Hawthorne, California, was the Cybertruck, and it's where it was launched, by the way. It says Teslarati, Elon Musk can be seen inspecting the rear of the Cybertruck whilst the film crew prepare the equipment. Cameras rolled as they drove down Crenshaw Boulevard in Hawthorne with the iconic Falcon 9 booster and SpaceX headquarters in the background. No sign of the Model Y, by the way. Teslarati couldn't see the Model Y in Friday's filming of the Cybertruck, but rumours have surfaced that say the Model Y will be featured on Jay Leno's show as well. And that sounds a bit like Jay is doing a bit of a Tesla special. He's done the Roadster already. Cybertruck, Model Y. Why stop there? I'll stick my neck out and say, why not get the semi-truck on it? If he's going to do a Tesla special, get them all on. Get the Roadster back on. It'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? And certainly any further look at the Cybertruck will get the internet frothy at the keyboard. And the final story today, BMW blog have taken a road trip in the all-electric Mini Cooper SE, the brand new electric Mini that is coming. We're excited about it. It uses the old bits from the i3. This isn't next-generation tech from BMW. They're not exactly robbing the parts bin, but they haven't reinvented the wheel for this. They have used the bits that were available on the BMW i3 already in the Mini, which is okay. They've got some really good next-gen tech that's going in the BMW iX3 that I'm excited about. It looks like it's going to be more efficient and, you know, go further with less, more power, but that's not going into the Mini. And it kind of bugs me a bit, you know, a new EV coming to market in 2020 with tech that's been around a long time on the BMW i3 already, but BMW blog have done a journey by the look of it in the new Mini Cooper. They did 200 kilometers in the snow from Munich to an alpine ski resort, and it still had plenty left on the range, they say. The efficiency was pretty good. They say it's got a heat pump system to use the residual heat from the motor and the drive system to heat the cabin. And the not on this particular journey in the cold and up a mountain, but the average consumption looks like it's going to be between about 148 and 168 watt hours per kilometre, which is right around ballpark for that size car, that kind of weight and all those kind of things. You know, it's pretty good. If you are, you know, air conditioning on, either heating or cooling, and travelling at reasonable speeds. All right, question of the week this week. It was an interesting one. More psychology experiment than EV question. We were asking you why you think some people vandalise EVs and why Tesla Sentry Mode keeps spotting these and videos are ending up on YouTube. Why is this happening? Well, I had loads of answers. I'm going to try and get through as many of them as possible because it was a really, really good week of answers. DRK says, the vandalism, bullying and outright hostility towards objects from strangers is not about the cars, but in reality is a look at their own mental health or lack thereof in the population. Normal people otherwise keying a car is a sign of frustration and anger at their lives, their stress and all the things that are going on with them. Otherwise they wouldn't do it, you see. People are unfortunately not doing as well as the thin veneer would otherwise believe. Wow, okay, thank you, DRK. Deep, deep stuff. From Rooster, says Tesla envy is the same reason as all other forms of envy, lack of brain cells. Donald RS says, the reason I think that people have a problem with EVs is they think that only the rich can afford them, and it's the same way as people don't like certain rich people. They're against EVs because they feel they are unattainable. Future System Down Under says, I think all nice cars are subject to vandalism. It's nothing to do with an EV or being a Tesla. Only Teslas are smart enough to actually catch them on their cameras. Stephen Troyer says, people have a problem with EVs because change is scary. Making a change of lifestyle can be inconvenient, and many times they feel personally attacked when someone says an EV is better than the car they drive. Beyond that, there is a type of person who will target any nice-looking car. Roman says, I don't know if people vandalise Teslas because they're EV. I think people vandalise any car. It's just that Tesla has a 360-degree camera to post it on YouTube. Josh Pritt from Space Coast EV Drivers says, I believe people still think their tax money is going towards paying for tax credits for the rich people to buy EVs. They don't realise the tax credit is that. It's money off the money that you've earned, but it's tax you don't have to pay next year. So if you only earn if you only owe $5,000 in tax next year, it's not like you get the other $2,500 back in a check into your account. It's not free money, but people think it is, and they feel bad about paying for someone else's EV, hence the vandalism. AJ Tarquino says, I believe that people that vandalize EVs and park their own trucks in charging bays, it's strictly out of jealousy of the fact that we, as EV owners, pay less to run our cars, less to maintain them. And if they think they could afford one, they would buy one tomorrow. Yeah, maybe it's just an education thing, AJ. I like how you're thinking. Maybe it's they don't realise that actually an EV is attainable. I'm not a well-off person, but we saved. We work really hard. I know you work really hard. I'm not saying that. Everyone works very hard. But we saved and saved and saved. And we bought our EV. And we're very lucky. It's not flash, it's not fancy, but it's got 5 seats. It ferries us around as a family. It took a long time to save up for it, but it's nice, you know, not owing a penny on it. We saved up, and then we could afford it. When we could afford it, we bought it. And it's great. It's nice knowing that that little EV that sits in the driveway is all ours, and it's, you know, nobody else's, but and we're not well-off people. We just saved up, and we bought the car that we dreamed about. And that is not an expensive EV. You know, I'm sure that if I were to go into debt, I could probably have a Tesla sitting on the driveway. But, you know, we're very conservative. Small c. People. Brian says, while there are possibly many reasons, I believe that most of them are diehard ICE drivers. They feel threatened. They can see a growing market for EVs, and they feel a threat to their freedom to drive gas. And finally, Bill Pollock from Charge Car in Canada says, do people hate EVs? I'm not convinced of that. But there's a big Venn diagram, he says, overlap between the people in the middle who ICE chargers and resent electric people and vote a certain way. He says, I know it's a big assumption on my part, says Bill. I'm willing to stand by it. Well, you know, Bill, it takes all sorts. Takes all sorts in, you know, every walk of life. So, who knows? New question of the week time, and I'm going to apologise in advance. This one is self-indulgent. I'm sorry. I need your help. Question of the week this week. If I could do something extra or different with EV News Daily in 2020, what would it be? Any and all ideas welcome. I'd like to crowdsource some ideas. I've got loads of ideas myself, but kind of want to take the temperature of you, the listener, and what you think we could do with the podcast this year. If I could do one thing or something different or extra, what would it be? Email me, hello@evnewsdaily.com. Leave a comment on YouTube and the socials. Thank you to every Patreon supporter of this podcast. Couldn't do it without you. I did before you, and it got expensive. Certainly couldn't do it now without you. If you want to say thank you to our premium partners and you come across them in everyday walk of life, you come across Phil Roberts, a premium partner. Say thanks, Phil. Brad Crosby as well. Do you know Brad? Thank you, Brad. An Avid Technology. Lots of people know Ryan Morn and the gang at Avid. And my partners, David Allen, who's been with me for ages. Thank you, David. OEM Audio of New Zealand and evpower.co.nz. I know my listeners in New Zealand will be checking out them. Paul O'Connor is a partner. TryEV.com in the UK, getting people in EVs. Gareth Hamer. Thank you, Gareth. And a future guest, emobilitynorway.com. Looking forward to that show. And all of the exec producers. I love to read your names out. I know it's long. Bear with me. Alan Robson, Alan Shedd, Alex Banahini, Alexander Frank, Anders Hove. I've dropped my notes. Always the professional. Andrea Jefferson, Asir Khalid, Ashley Hill, Bjarne Fuchstack, Barry Peniston, Brent Kingsford, Brian Thompson, Brian Weatherall, Bruce Bohannon, Charles Hall, Chris Hopkins, Colin Hennessy, Craig Coles, Craig Cooper, Craig Rogers, Damian Davis, Dan Fairs, Darren Bird, Darren Feach, Darren Sand from Yorkshire EVs, Dave Jewson, David Barkman, David Finch, David Partington, David Prescott, Derek Riley at TheEffect.net, Don McAllister, teaching you how to use your Mac and stuff at ScreencastsOnline.com, Enrico Stefanchillo, Frederick Rovick, Free Jewel, who's James, Gene Rubin, Jeff Lowe, Ian Griffiths, Ian Sear, Jack Oakley, James Store, Jerry Allison. Turn the page. Jim Morris, John Bailey, John Lacey at Click Like Video NZ, John Beardy McBeardface at Kent EVs, John Nodell, Juan Gonzalez, Ken Morris, Kevin Madison, Carl Mann, Lars Dallager, Lawrence D. Allen, Lee Brown, Luke Cully, Marcel Lohman, Marcel Ward, Mark Bossett, Marlin Shell, Matt Piscioni, Matthew Ellis, Maz Shah, Mia Oppelstrup, Michael Pastrani, Michael Cuffin, Mike Rogers, Mike Winter, Nathan Gore Brown, Neil E. Roberts and Leanne at Sussex EVs, Northern Explorers, Ohad Aston, Paul Ridings, Paul Shelley, Paul Stevenson, Harry Simpkins, Pete Glass, Pete Gorton, Peter and D. Roberts at Oxen EVs, Phil Mouchet, Pontus Klinbad, Rajiv Narayan, Ralph Jensen, Rene Schneider, Rob Cooling at appledriving.co.uk, Rob Hermans, Robert Grace, Robin Tanner, Rupert Mitchell, Sari Kangasaja, Seiki Payne, Steve John, Stuart Hanna, Thomas J. Tierce, the Plug Seekers EV YouTube channel, Tim Gutteridge, William Langhorn, and Zach Hurst and Breathe. If you'd like to get any of the previous shows in the archive, you can do. They're in there for free. And if you can leave a little review on Apple Podcasts, that would be amazing. It really helps other people find this show. It takes 2 minutes. If you're on Apple Podcasts, leave a little rating and review if you get time. No worries if not, but thank you for the kind words that people have been saying lately. And it really, really, really helps me out. In the meantime, come and catch up on the socials. Have a wonderful day. Catch you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.